రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ 32 అండ్ 33. ఫస్ట్ వి టెక్ 32. బ్రహ్మాదయో బహుతితం యద్ అపాంగ మోక్ష బ్రహ్మాదయో బహుతితం యద్ అపాంగ మోక్ష
బ్రహ్మాదయో
బహుతితం యద్ అపాంగ మోక్ష కామాస్తపసమచరణ భగవత్ ప్రపన్నాః కామాస్తపసమచరణ భగవత్ ప్రపన్నాః సా శ్రీ స్వవాసమరవిందవనం విహాయ యత పాదసో భగం అలం భజతేను రక్త తస్యాహం అబ్జ కులిశాంకుష్ట కేతుకేతే శ్రీమత్పదైర్భగవత్సమలంకృతాంగీ త్రిన్ అత్యరోచ ఉపలభ్య తతో విభూతిం లోకాన్ సమాం వ్యసజద్ ఉత్సమయతిం తదంతే లోకాన్ సమాం వ్యసజద ఉత్సమయంతి తద్దదంతే. వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. బ్రహ్మ ఆదయ దేవతా సచత్ బ్రహ్మ
బహుతితం
ఫర్ మెనీ డేస్
యత్
ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మి ద గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ అపాంగ మోక్ష గ్లాన్స్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్
కామాహ
బీయింగ్ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ తపహ
పెనాన్సెస్
సమాచరణ్
ఎగ్జిక్యూటింగ్
భగవత్
అంటు ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్
ప్రపన్నాహ
సరెండర్డ్
షీ ద గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్
శ్రీ
లక్ష్మీజీ
స్వవాసం
హర్ ఓన్ అబోర్డ్
అరవింద వనం
ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్స్
విహాయ
లివింగ్ అసైడ్ యత్
హూస్
పాద
ఫీట్
సో భగం
ఆల్ బ్లిస్ఫుల్
అలం
Without hesitation.
Bhajate.
Worships.
Anurakta.
Being attached.
Tasya.
His.
Aham.
Myself.
Abja.
Lotus flower.
Kulisha.
Thunderbolt.
Ankusha.
Ankusha.
Rod for driving elephants.
Rod for driving elephants.
Ketu.
Ketu.
Flag.
Flag.
Ketehe.
Ketehe.
Impressions.
Impressions.
Srimat.
Srimat.
The owner of all opulence.
The owner of all opulence.
Padehe.
Padehe.
By the soles of the feet.
By the soles of the feet.
Bhagavataha.
Bhagavataha.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Samalankrita Angi.
Samalankrita Angi.
One whose body is so decorated.
One whose body is so decorated.
Trin.
Trin.
Three.
Three.
Ati.
Ati.
Superseding.
Superseding.
Aroche.
Aroche.
Beautifully decorated.
Beautifully decorated.
Upalabhya.
Upalabdha. Upalabhya.
Having obtained.
Having obtained.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Vibhutim.
Vibhutim.
Specific powers.
Specific powers.
Lokan.
Lokan.
Planetary systems.
Planetary system.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Me.
Vyasrajat.
Vyasrajat.
Gave up.
Gave up.
Utsamayatim.
Utsamayatim.
While feeling proud.
While feeling proud.
Tatante.
Tatante.
At the end.
At the end.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by devatas like Brahma and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Please repeat. Lakshmiji.
Lakshmiji.
The goddess of fortune.
The goddess of fortune.
Whose glance of grace.
Whose glance of grace.
Was sought by.
Was sought by.
Sought by.
Sought by.
Devatas.
By devatas.
Like Brahma.
Like Brahma.
And for whom.
And for whom.
They surrendered many a day.
They surrendered many a day.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Gave up her own abode.
Gave up her own abode.
In the forest of lotus flowers.
In the forest of lotus flowers.
And engaged herself.
And engaged herself.
In the service of the lotus feet of the Lord.
In the service of the lotus feet of the Lord.
I was endowed with specific powers.
I was endowed with specific powers.
To supersede the fortune.
To supersede the fortune.
Of all the three planetary systems.
Of all the three planetary systems.
By being decorated with.
By being decorated with the.
Impressions of the flag.
Impression of the flag.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Elephant driving rod.
Elephant driving rod.
And lotus flower.
And lotus flower.
Which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord.
But the end.
By at the end.
When I felt I was so fortunate.
When I felt I was so fortunate.
The Lord left me.
The Lord left me.
Purport. The beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord and not by any man-made planning. When the Lord Shri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the dust, and as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made up as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, the seas, the forests, the hills, and the mines, which are the supplying agents for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all other planets in the three planetary systems of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth so that we may be favored with His causeless mercy and be happy, having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can obtain the Supreme Lord on this earth after His mission is fulfilled and He has left this earth for His own abode. The answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord, being omnipresent, can be present with us if we want Him at all. By His omnipresence, He can always be with us if we are attached to His devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with Him by offenseless service. We can be connected with Him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are identical. And one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize that the Lord is present before him. Even by the vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity. And by this resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. In this age, when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scripture and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord Himself. And the movement of pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Brahmadayo bahutitam yada apanga moksha kamastapa samacharan bhagavat prapannaha sashri svavasam aravindavanam vihaya yatapadaso bhagam alam bhajate nurakta tasyam abja kulishankushke tuketehe srimat padaira bhagavata samalankritangi Trina Atyarocha Upalabhya Tato Vibhutim Lokan Samama Vyasrajat Utsamayatim Tadante. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by the devatas like Brahma and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific power to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. So Mother Earth, Bhumi, is talking to Dharma in the form of a bull, and the mother is in the form of a cow. She is speaking of her great fortune when the Lord was present on this planet 5,000 years back. And she says, I was so fortunate. Why? Because the Lord left his footprints in the dust which is covering the Mother Earth, you know. And these footprints are very special. They are decorated, you know. You might have seen sometime the footprint of the Lord. What all the symbols are there, you know. It's not that simply by doing some meditation or something somebody can become God. You know, these lakshanas. There are 32 lakshana, symptoms or marks on the body of the Lord. Not only marks, but some dimensions, you know, like his forehead is broad, his neck is small, like that, you know, there is a whole description. How is his chest? How are his teeth? How long should be his arms? All that. And then, one of them is this footprint. We can see there are thunderbolt. See, it says thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flower. Ankusha comes. Yeah. Abja is lotus flower. Kulisha is thunderbolt. Ankusha, you know, for controlling the elephant, you might have seen the Mahavat has a Ankusha. He just pokes the elephant to control him. Ketu is a flag. And then is a Keta, he means impression. So these four are a must. If somebody says I am God, then you have to ask him, you show me the footprint. And then in the footprint, if you don't see these four, there are more, but at least these four which are mentioned here should be there. And then she says, because of that, I was given the opulence of more than the other three, all the three words. Trilokeshwaram, we say, you know. So Mother Earth has got the special benediction by Krishna leaving his footprints. She said, I got this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I was so happy. I was so fortunate that even the devatas want to come here. They want to take birth on the planet Earth so that they can also take part in this leelas. Sometimes the devatas are so busy in their work, you know, they don't have any time for the leelas. For example, many of you are working, right? So you are in the office from X to X, you know, whatever, okay, normally 9 to 5 or whatever. Now, during that period, so many entertainment things are going on all over the town or on the TV, right? Some cricket match is going on, some something, you know, whatever you like, that's all going on, but you are not able to participate because you are so busy, right? The same way, the devatas are so busy maintaining the world under the direction of Krishna that sometimes they don't have time to enjoy, you know, these wonderful pastimes. Now Krishna didn't have any, of course he also had a job in a way because he was going with his friends to graze the cows. But that even in that work they had to play, you know, they're always playing, taking of care of the cows, and cows and all were so obedient, you know, they knew that they had to be there. They're not tied down, they're not marked by some stamp, made a hole in their ear and put a tag, you know, number 349. No, they're all having names. Krishna would call each and every one of them by name. And in the period, Krishna and his cowherd friend, they were playing happily, you know. Chor Sipahi, you know, Horsey Horsey. So many games they would play. Swinging on the, you know, Tarzan-like, swinging on the trees. So they had a good time. But we unfortunately, and that's why you see now many corporations, big corporate, they are slowly introducing some playtime. They are having a swimming pool and, you know, facilities. Like the best companies to work for, they do this survey every now and then. And that, if you read the details, why this company is better than others? Because they are having a tennis court where the employees can go and play or something like that, you know. So that shows that we need this getting away from the works. So what we tell people is, you know, you take a spiritual break. Generally, when something is going on, they have a commercial break. But since we are already doing commercials, then we have a spiritual break. We should take a spiritual break, like this Bhagavad Katha, you know. Just 15-20 minutes every day is a spiritual break. Like you are chanting, reading some Bhagavad Gita, some few shlokas here and there. So these are all required. Because you can see that when Krishna was present, Mother Earth is saying that even Lakshmi ji, Shri, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by all the devatas, and devatas want some little appointment with her, you know, so that their departments get the money, right? Somebody may be a treasurer, but she is the money supplier, the wealth supplier. So they all worship her, and she is in an exalted position. But she also gets up from her seat, and she leaves her own abode to come and serve the Lord, you know, when Lord is present. Radharani is Adi Lakshmi. She is the first one, first Lakshmi. There are then everybody else's expansion of hers. And what is she doing? She is just serving the Lord all the time. She is busy serving the Lord happily. This is one difference, you know, when we serve somebody else and when we serve the Lord, there is a huge difference. I don't know how many of you have experienced, I'm sure everybody. When you do some seva for Krishna, you know, you may be sweating, your back may be aching, but you do it happily because the bliss you get, paisa vasul, you know, as they say, we get our money back, whatever efforts we have put in. Krishna rewards us many more times. So then you have no complaint. Otherwise nobody will be serving him, right? If it was only perspiration, nobody must be. People want something for themselves and Krishna knows it. And he provides it. He provides something extra, you know. Not something mundane, ordinary. He just provides extra because he knows that his devotees want that. His associates want that. Okay. So, I'd like to stop here. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll complete this chapter. And then go to the next one. So, don't miss tomorrow's class. There's a summation of the whole chapter. We'll do that. Okay? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.